Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One of the big ticket shows on Broadway is Beautiful, the Carole King musical. And stepping into the lead role, singer-songwriter Vanessa Carlton, who joins us now on WBEN. And Vanessa, it's not hard to draw some parallels between Carole's start as a shy young teenage songwriter to Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, except you got a much earlier start.
I think we have some similarities. I mean, a lot of similarities, actually, which I'm noticing from just learning so much about her background, her biography, and her upbringing, for sure. But, she started writing songs for other artists when she was 16 years old. And at that time, for me, I was still completely immersed in studying ballet. And then I released my first record when I was like 21. Oh my God, I was such a baby. But she released Tapestry when she was 28.
But still, the other similarity, if you will, is that, of course, she's known for Tapestry, that great album, a lot of hits off of that. And you have a not-to-be-less-considered hit, that 1,000 Miles, number 5, back in 2002. Talk a little bit about what it was like to write that song and then see that emerge as such a huge hit that year.
I think it was a time when I was learning how to write songs. And I was so young, and it was incredible. It was like a real... the cliche roller coaster ride, that's definitely what that was. And then, it's pretty rare to have your first song off the bat be something that take on a life of its own like that. And it took me a long time to figure out how to move on beyond that. You know, I kind of still, it's interesting, people kind of project onto you what you are. And I was young and I took that on. I was like, well, maybe this is who I am. Let me try that. And I'm two records after that, I did two more albums, sort of in that vein, that major label kind of pop song, pop piano girl, which is kind of a one-dimensional character, you know what I mean? And then I had to just grow up. I had to just stop and just be like, okay, who am I really? And that's when I started working on this record called Rabbits on the Run with this incredible producer in England at Peter Gabriel Studio, which came out in 2011, and then I released Liberman in 2015. I've been on this kind of new path ever since, and I have a four-year-old daughter. She's like my main, that's my main job, and I live in Nashville. So that's basically my full span of where I'm at now from 1,000 miles a million years ago.
Well put. And you had mentioned a little bit of ballet, and of course, not so little considerations with the singing and songwriting aspect of things. So naturally, of course, well, continuing on in the arts theme, you're going to Broadway and you're going to act in this role.
Yes, I am acting for the first time.
And what was it about this role? Was it the fact that it was Carole King that, you know, I can do this? I can pull this off?
Well, first of all, I saw the show. They had asked me if I'd be interested, and I saw the show and I was blown away. And the songs are incredible. And it's just really one of the best Broadway shows I've ever seen. But I was still like, how am I going to do this? I mean, I don't know if I can be great at this. This is completely new for me. And I don't want to just be like, well, she was good enough. You know, the show was great, so you know, she's fine. And I just, not until I really did some scene work in the script and I had a couple moments where I really was like able to just be present, I was like, wow, I really want to learn how to do this. I want to just learn how to be like this on stage. And acting is, it's kind of a bug. Like you get, when there's moments where you just feel great and just are listening to whoever you're talking to on stage, it's like, it's an incredible energy. So I'm learning some basics, how to not upstage myself and how to project and stuff. and learning. I've never learned a script before, so this is all happening in front of everyone's eyes.
Yeah, I was going to say the singing part is going to be super easy because that's what you do. But at the same time, you're like blocking a scene, I think, is what you're kind of talking about there, and how to make things work and how you have to turn to the audience and that sort of thing. All things that not coming as naturally to you.
Yeah, it's like I don't know where my keys are in real life. Do you think I know where I put my keys and where I find them on the stage? I mean, it's like, oh my God, it's a lot. So, but, you know, it's good for my mom brain. I'm like, I feel like I'm like regenerating my brain cells or something. It's like I'm coming back alive.
How much has having a child changed your perspective on life and the way you pursue all of your activities, the songwriting and this acting role?
Well, that's a great question because, frankly, she inspires me. She's 4 years old. And it is hard to be four. And every day, that kid is learning something new and pushing herself out of her comfort zone to figure out something new. And it's scary. And I see when she gets frustrated, and I see when she gets so proud of herself. And I'm like, you know, we're adults. When we get to adulthood, we stop pushing ourselves in certain ways sometimes. And we get, you know, sometimes it's important to just put yourself out of your comfort zone. And when some idea or some opportunity really scares you, maybe that's the key. Maybe that's a sign that you should go for it. So I'm like, if my kid can be four and go through her day, I can jump into the deep end too, you know?
Absolutely. Well, Vanessa, appreciate the time and looking forward to what hopefully is a very extended run for you as you take on this role on Broadway.
Thank you so much.
That's Vanessa Carlton. She's taking over the lead in Beautiful, the Carole King musical that's on Broadway now in its sixth year.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.